That sounds right.
So I don't remember anything about last time except that you guys were in an inn. You woke up. There was a big commotion out in the square. There was a big guy who had an egg. Remember this?
The Cyclops.
There's a Cyclops with an egg, and you guys...
Here, let me read it to you.
All right. Recap us.
Okay. I've been traveling... Okay. Crush... My guy crashed into the roof of the Stonehill Inn, and that's when he met Gus, the character, and battled some knights and a Cyclops, and all... And now are returning the son of the king.
Yeah, remember? So you guys...
And then there are wanted posters that we did not...
Yep, so you guys have the son of the king, but
It's a baby dragon.
Okay, stop interrupting me every five words or we're done. Okay, every time I've opened my mouth, you've interrupted me. This might change a little bit. It's because I'm not going to remember everything. That's okay. That was like 2 months ago. So you guys...
And there was a little girl involved in it who was the only one that could read the books or something.
No, that was in the other adventure we had with Mr. Jamie.
Yeah. Okay, so just moment of silence. Listen to me. You guys have a baby dragon egg that hatched. You killed a bunch of the king's guards that were trying to get the dragon baby back home. And now you're walking to the kingdom, and along the way you see wanted posters all over the place for you guys because you are labeled as kidnappers even though you thought you were rescuing. Got it? And now you're walking down this sunny lane. You're doing your best to avoid people, you see a little, what are you?
Baby Yoda and his little crew who can move like...
You're a baby Yoda?
Mm-hmm. I'm baby Yoda.
He is that.
You're going to be baby Yoda. Okay. So then baby Yoda comes floating along the path, and when you see them, when you see this little egg carton thing moving along, you decide not to dive out of the way and hide. You go up and... Well, actually, what do you do when you see this baby Yoda flying towards you?
I go up to him and I say, "Oh, he's so cute. Let's take him."
And then you sing. And then you open up the crib and then you saw this, like, cute little...
What do you say?
I say, "Oh, great."
Yeah. So, baby Yoda, what do you say to them?
I say... I'm named Yoda. Yoda, and it sounds like Yoda, but my dad's just a big kid Yoda, and the real Star Wars. And you are the guy who I'm singing. That's why I'm pretty kind to you.
Cool. So do you guys make friends and continue onward?
Yes.
Okay, so baby Yoda has joined your party. And you guys continue down the road, and you get a little ways. You keep passing all these big, tall trees with this same wanted poster on all the trees. It has your faces. And as you are walking down the trail, you see a band of rough-looking guys who kind of see you and do a double take. And then they all start whispering to each other and pointing. And then they kind of stand up straight, and they flex their muscles, and they're walking at you. And they say, "We know who you are."
I lay the egg on the ground and just walk back forward two steps.
Oh, you're just going to give him the egg?
Well,
I wouldn't do that, Hooks.
These guys are coming to collect the bounty on you wanted criminals.
Just fly away. Is that a good idea?
These guys are... They want the bounty on you. They're going to attack, so we're going to roll for initiative.
And then baby Yoda, guys pause.
Hold on. So who are you? You're Rygor?
Ryul.
He got a 17. And then what's your name again, Gus?
Blaine, but I had a different character and I lost that character.
That's okay. Who are you now?
I'm Glam a Druid Widow.
How do you spell his name?
G-L-A-M.
Glam. Okay. What did you roll for initiative?
10.
Hadley, here, roll this dice and tell me what number you get on it.
1.
Okay, so there are 3 of these thugs. There's the leader, and he is big and brawny with huge muscles and a huge axe that he wields over his shoulder. And then there are 2 other guys with him. One is really skinny, but really just kind of sleek, and he's got just a staff with him.
And then I saw a stoogie coming to town, and they said to the bounty hunter, yeah, I want some mac and cheese.
And the other one is a really tough-looking woman who's got tattoos on her face, and she's holding a sword that's on her back. And that's what you got to deal with. So, Raul, you rolled first.
I breathe slowing breath.
Slowing breath? How
that gives
that work?
So, it says slowing breath, it deals 0 damage. Because
so
it just
slow them down?
It just slows them down. Puts them in slow-mo.
Okay, do you have to... Here, we're going to play my rules, which are different than D&D rules. This is more caves and creatures. So you're going to roll a dice, I'm going to roll a dice, and whoever rolls higher, if it gets over my roll, then it happens.
Okay. Ready?
Go.
Set.
18. I got a 9. All right, so that gets through, and then what does it do?
It just slows us all down. It puts them in slow-mo for 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
How about 5?
That's
Four?
A... What does it actually say?
It just says slowing 0.
This is going to last for 1 cycle. 1 cycle of combat.
Okay.
So you slow these guys down, which is good, because the next in the order was the leader, and he's like, holding his axe, and he's still trying to attack you, but he's going so slow that it basically skips all their turns. And now, Glam, these guys are all slowed down. What are you going to do?
I tried to find some spell, but I don't
want to
do a spell.
Use your freaking...
You guys could also, like, run away, or you can... They're all slowed down for this one turn. So you're going to, like, murder these guys while they're slow, or are you going to, like, tie them up and run away, or...
I don't want to be a center of attention... Like,
murdering
people.
Yeah.
Let's just tie them up and fly
away. And a guy's
skin. I have some rope.
Nice.
I have some rope.
You got some rope?
Yeah.
All right, these guys are all slowed down, so Glam, you tie them up?
Yep.
All right.
It's 50 feet.
Sweet. So you tie these guys all up together in a big ball, and they're still slowed down. And then do you guys skedaddle? Baby Yoda, you can still do something. What do you want to do?
I do the force, and then my crib just followed Gus all around the world, and then Huxley followed Gus, and then it turned a different way where Huxley was going, and then Baby Yoda followed Huxley.
Okay, so then you guys go all the way around the world, and you end up back in the same spot because you went all the way around. And so now you guys get out of here?
Yep. Gus.
Yeah.
Right on my back. I've got a saddle.
Oh, nice. That's a quick way to get going. And Baby Yoda
okay,
follows
yeah,
behind.
Let's do that.
Cool. So
I jump on your back.
So you guys go blasting down the road, and you look back over your shoulder, and you see all these guys still slowed. And then right at the last minute, you see they're kind of speeding back up, but you've already lost them. So those guys were evaded, and they are no longer a threat. And you keep...
And then we just started chuckling.
Ha, ha. Roll the chuckle.
I told.
Oh, 1. I don't chuckle very hard.
2.
19.
Oh, so you chuckle hard, man. You chuckle so hard
your
teeth rattle.
I chuckle and drag it so no one can understand that I'm chuckling.
Cool. So you guys make it down the way, and after this run-in, you're a little bit more careful. You make sure that nobody sees you. You're kind of hiding in the trees when someone comes along. And then before long, you actually see another dragon that's coming walking down the path. And it's another copper dragon. He's a little bit smaller. He looks a little gruff. He's actually missing one eye. He's got like a scar and one of his eyes are closed. And he's walking down the trail, but I think you recognize him.
I say, and dragonic so he can understand me. Mm-hmm. Well, so everyone else doesn't know what I'm saying. Hey, you okay?
Why don't you scoot over? Hattie, are you good sitting here?
I say, hey, you okay? I think I recognize you a little bit.
And he kind of looks up and he says, in dragonic, Raoul, is that you? I haven't seen you since the Battle of Burgundy.
I have Dragonic as a language.
Nice, so you can understand them. And this guy runs up and he gives you a big hug and he says, how the heck have you been?
Awesome, but do you have an idea where the king is?
Yeah, the king is back this way towards whatever the name of the city was. What's the name of the big city?
It doesn't say. She says no.
We'll call it Kierkegaard.
Kierkegaard.
I'll write that down so I don't forget it. City equals Kierkegaard. He said, but you better be careful. I've seen signs of you all over the kingdom. What did you do? You're on the most wanted list. The king's most wanted list. You must have done some bad business.
It was an accident. We had no idea. We were so confused in Phandalin. I might have bruised my enog. Strong wind crashed me through the roof in the Sun Hill Hill.
Well, if I were you, I would be careful out here. Every single bounty hunter in the entire kingdom is looking for you guys. Anyone who sees you is going to be danger, but I know you guys are good. You want to come back to my place and you can stay the night and maybe gear up for your travel?
Sure, and I give him a big pat on the back.
Cool. Gus, you down to go with
And then Baby Yoda just hopped.
Cool.
And then Baby Yoda hopped out of his crib.
What's his name?
And then this gave him a banana.
So his name is Thygor. And he kind of walks you guys up the path. He knows a lot of the secret ways to go that takes you off of the path. And he brings you to a cave in the side of a mountain. And you have to climb up to get to this cave. But he can fly up there because he's a dragon.
No, I can fly too.
And Mama paused Dad. And then Baby Yoda just floated up.
And Baby Yoda just floats up. So you guys go right up
this
cave.
He can ride on my back. He's still on my back.
Cool. And as you guys are going up towards this cave, you hear a click, and all of a sudden, there's an arrow that's firing right at you, Gus. Right at Glam. You better act fast. Roll to dodge.
Roll dexterity.
Yeah, roll dexterity.
10.
10?
Plus 2. 12.
Plus 2. Cool. So this arrow is coming right at your head, and you dodge it real quick. You're still riding Raoul's back. And Thygor says, oh, I'm sorry, that's my defense system. It's magically enchanted. It shoots at anyone who's not me or my family. I better turn that off. And he reaches into his pocket. He pulls out this twisted wand that's like a black twisted tree branch.
The wand of switcheroo?
No, just Thygor's wand of power. And he swishes it and all of the defenses turn off. And you guys make it back up into his cave. And his cave has this big platform out in front that overlooks this huge valley and all the trees you've been walking through. And he says, come in. I've got all kinds of great gear that you can use on your travels.
I say, I remember this place. It's been such a long time since the Battle of What's-It-Name.
Yeah, the Battle of Nazgûl.
And then Baby Yoda said, I remember you. Is your name Kaeva? And his name is Kaeva.
Well, Kaeva is his wife. So when you go into the cave, Kaeva is there and she's cooking Kaeva casserole. And you guys eat it and it recharges all your health to full. And that's sweet.
And then
he takes you into his back room, and he says, each of you can take one item from my storeroom.
And then Baby Yoda gives another dragon another banana. And he said, no, thank you. No more bananas.
And he's all full of banana, and then he has to poop. But there's a great potty, so he does, and then they keep going. So on this wall, he's got a whole area of magical items, a whole area of weapons, and a whole area of tools and traps and secret potions. He says, each one of you, you can pick from one of the areas, and then I'll tell you what's in it, and you can take one item. So here, let's roll to see who gets to pick first. Hadley, roll this dice.
16.
Hadley, you got a 6. Gus, what'd you roll?
2.
Okay, so Gus, or Hux, or shall I say Raul, which section do you want to look at? Magical items, weapons, or traps and potions?
Magical items, can I?
So he says, let me show you what I've got. I've got a wand just like mine, which can be used to arm and disarm traps.
Can I look?
I've got a hat that gives you the ability to switch the place of any two objects.
And I've switch got, the place with any other individual.
Well, I guess an individual could be an object. You get to switch two things places. You can do it once per turn.
Just like the swan to switch rooms.
Yep, and then there's a ring that will basically charm the person that you shine it at.
I'll take the wand.
The wand disarms traps.
No. The thing that charms people.
Okay, the charm ring?
Yeah.
All right, add it to your list. So you can use it once per short rest to charm a person. Okay.
But can I just pretend I have got a potion of stealth for him? Because I don't want to
steal. I guess, whatever. Okay, Hadley, you're next. What do you want to look at? Magic items or traps and potions or weapons? Cool. So the things that are left are the magic wand or the hat that switches things in different places.
Maybe the magical wand.
Cool. So you get a magic wand. So now and Baby Yoda has a lightsaber and a magic wand.
So, guys, and then Baby Yoda went out of his house.
You're not that far yet. Okay, Gus, you get a pick. What section you want? Weapons?
Weapons.
Okay, cool. So he's got the...
he's in his crypt, so...
The Playa Slaya, which is this big sword that actually starts out kind of small, so you can put it on your belt. And when you take it out and are ready to fight, the blade gets, like, super big and you just cut someone clean in half. So that's pretty cool. He's got flaming nunchucks that when you swing them around, they create a huge ball of fire all around you that blocks attacks and also hurts people. And then there's a... I was going to say, yeah, throwing stars of lightning. Shurikens of lightning. What do you think?
The sword.
Yeah, the Playa Slaya. So you can write that on your sheet. It's a sword. It's a attack
D20.
Yeah, because that's the way I roll. I just use 20s for everything. Yeah.
How do you spell it?
Playa, P-L-A-Y-A.
Oh.
Slaya, S-L-A-Y-A.
Playa Slaya.
The Playa Slaya. And so all along, you guys have had the baby dragon with you, and the dragon has, is it still an egg or did it hatch? I forget.
It's hatched.
It's hatched. And so baby dragons grow pretty quick. So this dragon could already talk to you guys, and he's kind of saying like, mama, dada.
Is he speaking in dragonic?
Yeah, he's saying it all in dragonic.
Because he doesn't know common yet.
Mm-hmm. And so he's getting to know you guys. And Thygor says, all right, well, you guys are now geared up for your travel to the kingdom. Please be careful. Don't get caught. Don't kill anyone you don't have to, but protect yourselves. And he says, I'm going to do you one last favor. I'm going to let you take this magic rug that I have that's going to fly you way ahead and get you way closer to the city.
Do you know what? Maybe if we know that it has an extra crib who can go, like, faster than the rug.
Okay, so you fly up on the side of the rug and you're going just as fast as the rug.
But before that,
faster, I said.
Can I say to Thygor, it's nice seeing you, old buddy. I hope we meet again soon. And I hug him with my wing.
Yep, he gives you a big hug too, and it's a magical moment. So you guys fly ahead, and you make it to the gates of Kierkegaard. And you land the rug kind of in a clearing, and you start walking down the path towards the city. And just because you guys are just sticking out like sore thumbs, another person sees you. And this guy is like ugly. He's got like rings in his nose and his eyes. He looks like a pirate. He's actually got like rings up on his eyebrows. And he's got a mohawk, and he's got a big black bird on his shoulder. And he's got like 4 or 5 swords just strapped all over him, knives and swords. And he says, you're the crooks. I'm going to take you in for the bounty. And he runs at you and he grabs the baby dragon and puts a knife under his neck. And he says, if you don't do exactly what I say, the kid gets it. So roll for initiative.
Okay. And then, the baby Yoda did the force on him. And then the baby dragon and the knife did not slice him yet. The
you
baby
got 11,
dragon
Gus?
Just floated.
Hey, roll that.
Yeah.
Back to
what is it? 17. Alright, so baby Yoda, what are you gonna do? This guy's threatening little baby dragon.
So baby Yoda did the force on all of the bad guys, and he was like forcing all of the bad guys right into a fire line, and then all of the bad guys just die except the king. They don't know the king yet.
They're not to the king yet. There's just this one bad guy, but you force him back?
Mm-hmm. So, and then the baby dragon is just free.
Okay, so roll this dice.
And then baby Yoda just falls.
Okay, roll this dice for your force blast. So she got a 9. Yeah, that blasts him back, and he drops the baby dragon. The baby dragon lands with a thud on his little butt, and this guy is kind of knocked back. And the next in the order is Glam. So the baby dragon's between you and this bad guy. He's kind of been knocked back by the force.
And
what you going to do?
And then the soldier came and then just stand back and took the baby dragon in the cage.
Not yet, sweetie. It's Gus's turn. See, we're all adding to the story. That was your turn. You forced him. Now it's Gus's turn to add something.
I like this.
So you save the dragon. All right, Glam, what you going to do?
I run up and stab my
player
shield in the ground.
Where do you put the shield?
In front of the baby dragon.
Okay, so you're gonna put the shield in front of the baby dragon. That could be a free action, so you can do that. Is there anything else you're gonna do? You're gonna hide behind the shield with the baby dragon?
Yeah.
I'll petting the baby
cool.
dragon.
Okay, so next is Raul. So we've got.
I charm him.
Baby. Okay. So you charm him.
And I say.
Okay, roll the charm.
3.
Well, I think yours overcomes. If it's a tie, I think you get it.
I say, go to the king and say. I saw a basket. There was a button there.
And he says, okay. I don't know the king, but I'm gonna go tell someone something about a basket with a bud in it. Bye. And he turns and walks away. But right as he does that, you get a fist right across your big dragon face, and you got punched by one of the pirate guy's pirate crewmate. He says, I don't know what you're doing to our captain, but I'm not gonna stand for it none. And so he takes out a cutlass, and there's another guy with him, so now there's two more pirates, and they come attacking you, and he's gonna take the first guy's place in the order, so he is going to swing. The two guys attack the two of you. One guy swings a sword at Glam, but it just hits the shield that's in the ground. And then another guy is swinging at you. Let's see if he hits you. So just roll your 20 and see if he's got the 14, 13. Okay, so he hits you for 15. What is your?
33.
Well, let's do it. Your armor class. Let's roll against your armor class. So that was the 15, so that hits. And now this guy's kind of a dud, so we'll just say he hits you for 1. Okay. All right, it's Baby Yoda's turn again.
No, you rolled a 14, though.
No, I rolled a 15 first. Pretty sure. Thought I did. You got hit for 1. Quit arguing. Okay. Hadley, or Baby Yoda. We have 2 more pirates. What are you going to do to them?
So Baby Yoda was just sleeping, and suddenly he heard a sound go like, thud, thud, thud.
Why was Baby Yoda sleeping?
Because remember when he uses the force, he passes out.
Oh, okay.
And then he heard a thud, 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 and suddenly he waked up. And then he saw like a big, giant, enormous, slimy monster in front of him trying to kill him. And then he did the force, and then he passed out.
You have a lightsaber,
okay,
you know.
Giant, and then he's slimy.
No, booger monster.
Monster, booger monster.
Yeah, he shoots out boogers out of his
so
eyes.
So bad news for you guys. I think Baby Yoda has a really powerful imagination, and whatever Baby Yoda comes up with becomes real. So now you've got 2 pirates and a giant slimy booger monster.
But he cuts him in, but she cuts him in half with a lightsaber.
No, actually.
She fell back asleep.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So now I need a roll initiative for the booger monster. 10.
And then he passed out for like 3 days.
Okay, so we're back to Glam. You're next. Now you got 2 pirate thugs and a giant booger monster.
I pull out my Playa Sala?
Slaya.
However you say.
Playa Slaya.
Playa Set. Playa Slaya.
Slaya.
And Playa, I'm saying that.
Like you're gonna slay him.
I chop the booger monster in half.
Okay, so roll your d20.
But then if you chop his booger monster, Olek was behind him.
What'd you get on your d20?
And 7. Then all of the
I got a
2.
So you chop the booger monster in half. Hadley, quiet, please. You chop the booger monster in half, but now you've got 2 smaller booger monsters. So now there's 2, and they're smaller, but you've now got 2 pirates and 2 booger monsters. And the next in the order is the booger monsters. And so these guys kind of squish down like a little sponge and go, and they fly at Baby Yoda and at Glam. So Baby Yoda, roll this dice and see what you get.
That's called Glam.
Actually, you know what? I'm just going to roll. If I get higher than 10, they're going to get you. 14. So they get Baby Yoda. 20. They definitely get Glam. And they just like suck you into this like booger goo, and it kind of burns you like acid. You go, wah! And it
and
hits you
baby.
For 1 point of damage. Okay. But now you guys are kind of stuck to this like booger goo is stuck to you as well. And now it is Raul's turn.
I go to the.
Wait, no. Oh, yeah, it is. Okay. Raul's
I go
turn.
To the booger monster. And I slice them out.
Slice them out?
Yeah, but then, well, like, with my claws.
He just Slimy booger.
Every time you slice these guys, they turn into more little booger monsters. Oh. I think you need to find something more elemental. Can't you breathe fire or something?
I can breathe acid.
Ooh, man. These guys are, like, stuck to the booger guys, though, so you might want to find something
else. I breathe acid at one of the thugs.
You breathe acid to the thugs?
1d8 plus 2, but I've got a roll.
Okay.
What is mama
17. 17?
She took
7. All right, so you hit one of the thugs with acid. Roll your d20.
And, sword.
14. All right, so you hit one of the thugs.
Plus
and you,
2.
And you melt 16. Him. So that all that's left are his shoes and his underwear on top. And the rest is just like a smoking puddle.
His shoes.
So that guy is gone. So there's only one thug now. But it is now
Wait,
the...
What am I?
What?
What am I?
What are you?
Yeah.
What happened
to me? Because what did I get sprayed by asses?
No, he attacked the thug, not the booger monster.
Oh.
Okay, so now it's the thug's turn. So one of them's been melted down to nothing but underwear. But the other guy is going to attack Baby Yoda. With a 9. Baby Yoda, roll the dice, see if it's higher. It is. Okay, this guy attacks, but what do you do to him?
So I got my nails out because then I did the force, and then I was just under him. Hmm. And then Gus was under him, and I was, like, saving both of us.
Nice. And so is the guy just up in the air?
And then I fall asleep again.
Okay, so you lift him way up in the air to protect Gus and you, and then you fall asleep, and the guy just falls.
And
hits the ground and is, knocked unconscious. And he's out. So now you just have these two booger monsters to deal with. And we're back to Baby Yoda's turn. What are you going to try and do to these? Oh, you're asleep. So we skip you. And we go to...
She's asleep for one round.
For one round. And we go to Glam. You got a booger monster touching you.
No, he's out. He's out of the booger monster.
He's out. Oh, yeah, because you forced it? Sure. We just have two booger cubes are... scorching around, about to attack you guys again. What are you going to do?
There's really nothing to do besides a spell.
Well, what you got?
Ice knife?
Ice knife? What does an ice knife do?
I don't know. It just says ice knife on first
that.
Level.
Ooh, that's my eraser. I'll say that ice... You get to make up what ice knife does because he doesn't know.
Well, I think anything that slices is not good for the boogers because it's just going to make more boogers. You need to, like, burn them freeze them or switch them with some object far away or trap them somewhere.
Dang it! Should have
taken the hat.
Well, no, you already charmed one guy.
Oh, yeah.
So it's still your turn, Glam. What you going to do? How would you deal with a booger? You got a big tissue?
No.
You don't have any tissue spells?
Fog cloud?
You could maybe do that and then just escape. These things don't move very fast. You'd probably just run away.
You could run away on my back.
But, baby...
All of you and
Dad, baby...
I grab the baby dragon. I run and grab the baby dragon.
And your shield?
And baby... What?
Yeah,
and your shield?
Yeah,
and my shield, and I put my shield on my back and get Baby Yoda and jump on your back. However you say your name, Hooks.
All right,
Ryul.
So you guys fly away and you leave the boogers just kind of quelching around on the ground, and you fly to the castle gates. There's no way to get over the gates because they are so tall. They go up into the clouds. You can't go over the wall. It's like Bossing Say, or even bigger. So all you can do is go to the gate.
Bossing Say is in the city anymore.
They're just big walls. So you go to the gate. And there you see, guarding the way, are two guards that are looking at everyone who's coming and going through these gates. And you guys somehow have to get in without detected or arrested or otherwise messed with. So what do you guys do?
Can I use my charm ring to charm?
You can only use it once per short rest. Oh, and there's two guards. Any ideas, Gus? How are you guys going to sneak past these guards? Baby Yoda, any ideas?
Yeah. So, they, go behind, sneak. And then they can put bad guy disguises, Darth Vader.
I have changed
since they were, saying, hello. And then when
so
they
Baby Yoda
to the
gives
king,
you guys all
they
disguises.
I can change shape.
So we can change into a triangle, and they'll say, who is a triangle?
Okay, listen up. All right, good idea, Hattie. Pause. So Baby Yoda is able to use the Force to give you all disguises. You guys get to choose what your disguises are. So Baby Yoda turns into a triangle, and the guard's like, oh,
no,
I love geometry.
No,
and so she goes
no,
in. What do you change into?
A Latin
key. I was turning into a robot bird.
Okay, she turns into a robot bird and just flies through, and they're like, good day, Tweety. Okay, what do you change into? You're trying to sneak in without being detected.
A squirrel.
You turn into a squirrel. All right, he turns into a squirrel, and he just runs right in.
And
they don't even bat an eye. He's like, darn squirrels. All right, Gus, what do you change into?
A rabbit.
A rabbit, and the rabbit just goes flying.
No, I turn
blasting
in,
through.
I turn into a hippo.
You already got through, but then you turn into a hippo on the other side, and the guards are like, and they look at each other, and they look at the water they've been drinking, and they're like, and they pour out their water. Like, man, we've been out here too long. Okay, so you guys all made it in, but there's one problem. You left the baby dragon, and he is sitting on the other side of the gate, and there's just people walking by him, and he's kind of looking around. You got to get him in.
I haven't told you this, but I have a baby black dragon.
A baby black dragon?
Yeah, because that's what he got on my adventure.
And
with
also,
you?
And
well,
also
that happened after this storyline, because we started this first.
Pause.
Hold on, I'm talking to Gus. Gus, your baby black dragon happened after this adventure, so you don't have it right now.
So, you know what, Dada?
What? How are you going to get the baby in to this?
So, baby Yoda's dragon, and it was the blue dragon, sister, just swooped up, and just grabbed him and dressed him into a chicken.
Alright, pause. Yeah. So look, you guys are at a castle gate.
And then dressed, and she was a hippopotamus.
Okay, you need to think about this, because you're just saying crazy stuff. You're at a gate, there's two guards. You're on the inside, and the baby dragon is sitting here on the outside, and there's people walking around. How are you going to get the baby dragon in? You don't turn him into a hippopotamus. That's crazy talk.
Am I still in my squirrel disguise?
You guys can still be transformed, or you could have already turned
how
back on the side.
How about a butterfly?
I run up.
Do you turn him into a butterfly?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you disguise him as a butterfly, and he just starts fluttering around. He's not coming in. He's just a baby. He doesn't know what to do, so... Now he's a butterfly floating on the outside of the door.
I run up one of, I still choose to be in my disguise. I run up one of the guy's pant legs.
And guys.
And I go all the way up to his head and start
gnawing
on his
heel.
Okay, and he swats you and you go flying and you're now on the outside of the door.
No,
guys.
That's what I wanted. I'm actually a baby dragon.
You're not a baby dragon, you're a baby Yoda, that's what you've been the whole game. And you're turned into a hippopotamus right now. But I think you might have turned back into baby Yoda. You have a butterfly that is the baby dragon, you're on the outside as a squirrel. How do you get this butterfly through the doorway?
I wanted to go on the outside to see if I could catch the butterfly.
Okay, so you catch the butterfly,
mm-hmm.
And you run back in. Alright, now you're all in there, you're all animals. which is actually kind of handy because everyone's looking for you. There's wanted posters all over. Do you stay as your disguises?
Yes.
Yes.
Cool. Okay, so yes. Now a squirrel.
But I turn into a squirrel.
You're a rabbit, dude. You guys can't go back on what you say. We have a squirrel, a rabbit, a hippo, and a butterfly walk into a bar. The bartender says, "We don't serve your kind here." And the hippo sits on him. All right. So you guys are now in this big city, and you head to the castle, and you make it to the castle, and you are able to... Well, the hippo is kind of interesting, because the hippo is big and smelly and pooping on everybody. But then you guys make it into the king's throne room. And so you walk into the throne room, and there's guards on all sides. They're kind of watching these, like, bunnies and squirrels and hippos, like, walking into the king, like, what the heck is going on? And the king says, "This amuses me." I remember, the king is a dragon. And, yeah, you guys are all there at the throne of the king in your animal form. And there's guards all around, but you're just these animals. Everyone's looking at you like, whoa? And what do you do?
Where is the butterfly?
The butterfly is floating along with you guys. He's like your little buddy.
I sit at the edge of his throne, and I sit like this.
As a little squirrel?
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of pushes you away with his boot. He's like, "Why are there all these squirrels? Guards! Fetch my cook! I want all these animals cooked up immediately."
And then I just slurped him right in the face, and he said, "Yuck."
He's like, "Except the hippo. I don't eat hippo. Not after the last time."
Ooh,
but rabbit. I'll eat that rabbit. You run around frantically? It's very squirrel of you. All right, Baby Yoda.
I dart and trip him.
You trip the guards? All right, Baby Yoda, can you transform these guys out of their...
Then Baby Yoda would transform into this one, and they still thought that he was this ordinary guy, so he can be out. Then Baby Yoda needed to go to the bathroom. Instead, he pooped on the king's
No. So Baby Yoda falls asleep, which she's known to do. And when she falls asleep, the force spell, which is all just a mind trick. You guys have still been people, but all the people's minds have seen these animals. And so that illusion fades, and now you guys are all standing in front of the king. And you have the king's baby dragon, but last time he saw it was an egg. And he says, "Guards, who are these people? Who are you? Identify yourselves." What do you say to the king?
I just give him the egg.
It's not an egg, it's a baby dragon.
It's a baby dragon.
What do you say to him? What do you say, Gus? What do you guys say? You're all standing in the king's throne.
Hello.
Hello?
I say, it's a pleasure to meet you.
And he says, I don't know if it's a pleasure to meet you yet. Who are you? I just saw you come in as butterflies and rabbits, and now you're standing here with a baby dragon. What's the meaning of this? Guards.
This is your son who has hatched.
My son? Little Jimbo Jr.? Is that you? Well, how did you come across my son?
A cyclops had it.
A cyclops? Well, that was his nanny. He was taking him to a beach trip because I wanted the egg to get some sun. How did you come to get this egg?
Well, it's sort of complicated. So... I crashed into a roof of some sort of inn, bruised my Enoch, got so confused.
Look, bud, I didn't ask for your life story. Just tell me what you're doing with my kid. Wait, aren't you the ones I've seen in all the wanted posters? Are you the kidnappers?
We are not kidnappers. We were just confused and were trying to get you back. No, son, we did not know who the Cyclops was. There was a guy who tried to steal the egg, and we I did not know who to trust.
And he looks at you, Gus, and he says, is this true?
I say, yes.
Mm-hmm. And he says, well, I should probably have you sent to the dungeons and tortured, but I like ya. Let's have a party! And he pulls this big lever that's the royal party lever, and all of the guards, all of a sudden, they transform out of their guard suits into, like, I don't know, track suits and glitzy glamour dresses, and a disco ball comes down, and techno music starts, and everybody starts dancing.
I have a chat with the king.
And you have a chat with the king, and he promotes you to...
And Dragonette.
Yep, and he promotes you to be one of his guard generals.
And then Baby Yoda stole with the guard. He was just trapped.
And he's Baby, like, Yoda is still
asleep
in the party.
And then he's still under his covers. The king can't see him. So, and then he just waked up. And then he said, and then the king said, oh, it's that guy.
And so you guys have completed the baby dragon king's quest. And you all get +1 fruit punch and new sparkly underwear.
Well, the next time I play with this guy, I'm going to still be with the king.
Still be with the king?
Yeah, because I'm promoted
the king's not, as the king's
general.
Not going to go with you.
No, I'm going
to... I don't know if he's actually promoting you as a general. That was kind of banter. But you guys did it. You survived the quest. You didn't get jumped or kidnapped or killed. And you brought the baby dragon king back.
Then everybody just unwrapped their suits. And the king said, oh, those guys, I remember you. You're the guys on the warm forces. I think you're not bad after all.
That's exactly what happened. And then... Baby Yoda wakes up in his crib, and it was all a dream. All right, look at that. 6 o'clock on the dot. That was, like, perfect 1 hour super quest. That was fun, Gus. We'll see you out in the
and
street.
And I zapped someone with acid breath, and they turned into underwear.
That is true. All right, Gussie, we'll see you IRL. You know what that means? In real life.
Yeah.
See you in real life. Bye.
Bye.
I got this for you. It's part of my rock, the broken rock.
That was good.
Here, Daddy. I